Hello, everybody. I hope that you have found the Heal Trauma, Create a Life You Love special class that I did. I hope you have found that beneficial to your to healing your past traumas. And I just felt guided today to record a little mini audio lesson to go with it. I mentioned in the class that there were two parts to healing trauma and that both are needed to fully heal and move forward. One being, and the one we focused on mostly in our 1 hour class, was supporting the wounded human part of us to heal. And I gave you a process to do that, etc. So if you haven't listened to that yet, I highly recommend that you do, including completing the written parts, the write and reflect. And the second part I mentioned was the spiritual aspect. And I didn't go much into that, and I felt guided to do a short lesson today, a short audio, in order to go more into that. So that is where I'm going to head next. So in order to make peace with our past, in order to heal our past trauma, and how do we know if our past, somebody asked the question, let me just go into that first. How do we know if our past trauma is healed or not? And kind of the simplest way to know that is to look at your current reality. Are you having a breakdown in one or more areas of your life? Are you experiencing a negative symptom in your body, anxiety, depression, or a chronic illness? Those are all clues that your past trauma is not fully healed. And many people that come to work with me say, Tanya, I've done so much on this already. And I understand. As I mentioned in the class, I mean, I was in counseling since I was like 14. And I'm 44 now. And I'm still working on healing my past traumas on deeper layers. I've come a long way, but I can tell there's still more to do because I still have some GI symptoms. I still can get triggered. So that's another another piece, is when you are getting triggered by something or a situation, that trigger is letting you know there is a past trauma that still needs some TLC, because you wouldn't be triggered by a person or a situation if it was completely healed. And that is the truth, at least from what I see at this point, from what I understand, from what I've learned and seen. So let's talk a little bit about the spiritual part of healing your trauma. So acknowledging, and again, I'm going to repeat what I said last time and then add to it, acknowledging that your soul, spirit, higher self, whatever you want to call it, actually chose to come into this lifetime and have certain experiences. Experiences that we humans call traumatic. The soul would not call it traumatic because it's just an experience. A soul does not judge, your higher self does not judge something as good or bad. It's just an experience. But for us as a human, it's a traumatic experience. So our soul chooses to have certain experiences, ones that we would call traumatic. And, you know, whether it was being teased at school, whether it was being neglected by parents, abused, fill in the blank, having an accident, a chronic illness, all the things I mentioned that are traumas. Our soul wanted to have these experiences for many reasons, sometimes to grow, to evolve, to heal a past life that you've been carrying forward, to just simply have the experience, believe it or not. Sometimes it's to help you more fully live your purpose. So I've had multiple traumas, lots of abuse, and, you know, part of my purpose is to help others to heal it through my own healing and then teaching it like I'm doing with you guys. So it can also be part of your purpose. So here's the piece that I want to add today. So this is important, and it might seem hard at first, challenging, and so, you know, it can take time. Healing these traumas can take time. But I want you to ask yourself, when you look at each of the traumas you listed, what was the gift, value, or what quality that you like about yourself did you receive from experiencing this trauma? So when you look at the trauma, asking yourself, again, this is your higher self, not the wounded part of you, and looking at what was the gift, the value, the quality, something you received that you see was good by experiencing that trauma. So I'm going to give you a few of my own examples. So I mentioned one already. Part of the gift of me being abused is I get to support others. And that makes me feel good to help empower other people, to help other people heal their trauma so they can love themselves and create a life they love. It brings me great joy to do that. It is very fulfilling. So that's part of the gift. Being neglected. Neglected and feeling alone most of my childhood. You know, part of the gift of that, or the quality that I now see as a strength in myself, is I learned to be very independent. I learned that I could survive on my own. I'm not afraid to be alone anymore. Once I was able to see that gift, that quality, that gave me strength. I was like, oh my God, I was alone all of my childhood. I don't prefer to be alone right now, but I sure as hell ain't going to be with someone that abuses me or takes advantage of me anymore. Like, I am not afraid to be alone. Let's see, another gift or value or quality is, you know, I went through a lot. I'm a strong person. I can see that I'm strong and capable of handling pretty much anything life brings me now. Like, yeah, verbal, physical, and sexual abuse, I survived that. You survived that. You are a strong, capable person. So that helps kind of put in perspective that, yeah, look at what you've been through. And so no need to fear the future. You've probably been through the worst, right? You've probably been through the worst. So those are just a few examples. And I have found that to be extremely beneficial for me, for my clients, in healing past trauma, making peace with their past, making peace with themselves. You know, I think a lot of us, and we're going to go to some beliefs now that I mentioned in the class, right? These beliefs that I made a mistake, or it was my fault, or I'm to blame. When the truth is, when you can look at it from a spiritual perspective and that your soul chose it, there are no mistakes. There is no one to blame. Everybody agreed to play these parts, to be in this movie, to be in this, you know, whatever the trauma was. So just even that is like, I am powerful. I am not a victim. Even though the actions, the action was being, you know, could be seen as being victimized. You are a powerful person, right? And so there's no blame, there's no guilt, there's no shame needed, as, yeah, it was all meant to be. It was all not meant to be, it was all part of the plan. Your soul's blueprint, if you like. So hopefully this is helpful for you. I'm going to go into this a lot more deeply in my upcoming programs. So if you haven't heard, there are two options right now to continue your healing journey with me, to heal trauma, heal your body, and to create the life that you love, to fully love yourself, which is necessary to create the life you love, making peace with yourself in the past. And that is the Open to Self-Love and Trust program, which starts in June now. There is a bonus, Release the Three P's. That's something I talked about in the Heal Trauma class, perfection, people-pleasing, pretending to be superhuman. Those are all patterns, coping mechanisms we take on because a trauma happens, And those are the things we think, one or more of those things, patterns, behaviors that we need to do in order to survive. And now we're still doing them, but they're not helping anymore. We have to find balance in those patterns. They're not bad, they're just out of balance. They're over the top. So you also get that audio program for free. I believe it's for sale for $88 otherwise on my website. But you get it for free if you sign up by June 11th for the Self Love and Trust program, which goes June, July, and August. I know a lot of you are traveling during the summer. You can download everything, take it with you, listen to it while you're traveling, listen to the guided practices when you go to sleep at night. Totally doable to do when you're on the road. A little bit of journaling, a little bit of writing. And then if you want to sign up for all 10 keys, so including those three, self-love, self-trust, and trust something bigger, which are huge to healing trauma, huge to healing your body and creating a life you love, you can receive that plus all the rest of the keys in the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Journey, plus the three P's, plus Symptom Speak workshops, and pretty much everything I have ever done, including a signed copy of my book. So make sure to check those out. They will be below this audio. You can also sign up to have a one-on-one session with me. If you're not sure about the program, you can just start with a one-on-one session and I will take you through a process to heal your trauma, much like the one we did in the class, but I will very much personalize it and record it so you can continue to listen to it. Most of the times, a one-time process isn't going to fully heal it. It probably, for most people, not always, but most likely, will need to be listened to again and again. That's just the way we heal the human aspect of ourselves, the traumatized human part. So that's about it. If you guys have any questions, feel free to email me, tanya@tanyapenny.com. I did have one more question that I wanted to answer on this audio. Somebody emailed me and asked, can excess weight be caused by unresolved past trauma? Yes. So when I talk about chronic illness, excess weight or problems with keeping weight on can be due to past trauma. So excess weight has a lot to do with carrying guilt, shame, blame, anger, and of course the beliefs that continue to bring up those emotions. And so a lot of people stuff those emotions or stuffed in the past with food and alcohol and lots of other things. And even if you don't currently stuff, just carrying around, not having felt, acknowledged, felt, and released those emotions will keep excess weight on your body. And on the flip side, many of you who have anorexia, I went through that at one point, trouble keeping weight on your body or an eating disorder, that is actually trying to control. Eating disorders have a lot to do with feeling out of control and finding a way to control, whether it's bulimia or anorexia, and just not being able to keep excess, to keep enough weight on your body, even though you eat, has a lot to do with actually not wanting to live. So a lot of people wanted to die because of their traumas, and still there's a part of them that still does, because they carry so much shame and all the other stuff, grief. So I just wanted to quickly answer that question. So thank you for asking that. And I do have a bonus Symptom Speak workshop. You get it in the year-long program for free, but you can also go and purchase it separately under audio programs. If you go to tanyapenny.com and click on support, and then I think it says audio programs or programs, weight and body shame. There is a class, I believe it's $28, and a guided practice. So there you have it, you guys. I hope that this has been helpful for you. Again, feel free to pass it on. It's going to be free for about another week or two. So if you know anybody else who would benefit, feel free to share it with them. I would love to continue to support you in a program or a one-on-one session. And just remember, this takes practice, patience, tools, compassion, just being really gentle with yourself and receiving support, whether it's me or somebody else. Doing this alone just doesn't work. I still have tons of people that I go to for support, friends, mentors, and hired healers and coaches. All right, love you guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.